pretty appropriate song for yesterday in particular, man. It was a 10 plus on the air quality scale most of the first half of the day. It fell to a 6, and the smoke this morning, well, the air quality at a 2, which is quite bearable. We got to thank the rain we had early morning. It fell pretty good here in the city, and I live in the southeast. It was a torrential downpour on my drive to work bright and early this morning. As I got downtown, it was still rainy, but not quite as intense. So I think different pockets of the province probably got some rain, hopefully a little in your rain gauge, especially in the farm would be nice to see here too. But right now I can see that, yeah, we still have that air quality warning in effect, and it might look as if it's going to lift in time for the big game Friday, July 25th, by the way. It's Christmas in July. That's what the Riders are promoting. And, of course, the Elks are here. They should call them the Reindeer for this game. But yesterday in the Green Zone, TSN's Milt Stegall dropped by. He thinks it's time for Edmonton to start Cody Fajardo this Friday night.
You got to go to Cody. You're not bailing on Trey. You're just saying you're not getting it done right now. You may still be our future, but you're not getting it done. And I think the one thing where they messed up with the Elks, they didn't make it a competition. And I know you wanted to let everyone know that this is our guy, because that's what everyone's been screaming for. Give this guy an opportunity to be the man, and he'll show you. But I think that's the worst thing you can do for somebody who hasn't won much in this league, telling them that they're the guy, especially when you got a guy coming in who has been the guy, who has won a Grey Cup, who was a Grey Cup MVP. You're not allowing them to compete. Now they want to compete. So we'll see what happens. But if I was a betting man, if I had to liquidate everything I had and put it on who was going to start, I would say Cody Fajardo was going to start this game.
TSN's Milt Stegall there sounded a little fast. I don't think he talks quite that fast. Just a bit of the way that clip was recorded, I guess. One who does not talk quite as fast, but he is certainly sharp when it comes to rider knowledge. CJMB rider reporter Britton Gray stepping in now to join me. Britton, good morning.
Good morning.
Feel good after that intro? You should. That was a good one, wasn't it?
That was a great one. One of your better ones, I will admit that.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Well, it's Christmas in July. It's the Riders trying to have a little fun. Man, I got to thank them. They had a Christmas present waiting for me this morning, Britton. And when I unwrapped the box, a summer-like hat, really sharp black hat with a Rider logo. There were socks, just as I would get at Christmas. And it's also thanks to the friends at Purolator. This is the Purolator Tackle Hunger Night, too, where they're hoping everyone brings a non-perishable food item and have a look at the Grey Cup right up close. If it's Christmas in July, what are you asking for, Britton Gray?
The game to start on time. with the smoke, a little bit of concern it's supposed to clear, but that's all I can really hope for, is that there's no delay this time around.
What do you think about Milt Stegall there? I just played that clip. He was suggesting it's time to start Cody Fajardo. That would add to the drama, because we haven't technically even gone up against him, have we, since he left?
No, this would be his first time starting against the Riders since he left, which is crazy, because it's been years. He's on his second team since he hasn't been here. So yeah, that's kind of a little bit of intrigue added. But I do agree, because with Trey Ford, he was taking positive steps and then took 3 steps backwards. You need more consistency from a pro quarterback. I really like the talent that Trey Ford has, but this is professional football. You have to go out and do it every week, and he just hasn't been able to do that.
Okay, so Britton, you were at practice yesterday because of the smoke. They moved it indoors. What happened?
Yeah, it was a walkthrough. So they originally just turned things into a walkthrough because, according to the CFL PA and the CBA, you can do a walkthrough outside still, even though the smoke is that kind of that 8 range, but it decreased a little bit more, which means they couldn't stay outside for the walkthrough, so they move it inside. So the not really the practice they wanted to have, but at least they got to do something out there and stay outside for a little bit, which allows the kickers to kick, right? That's one of the main things that we kind of forget about when they do move indoors, is that punters and kickers don't get a chance to practice because of the roof inside. So got a little bit of a chance to do that, but it'll be interesting to see how that affects how they play this week.
Oh, I always like to ask about the injuries, and Coach Mace confirmed what we feared. Doesn't look promising for Kadeem Carey, does it?
No, it doesn't. They said they need more imaging, but it sounds very unlikely he's going to be able to play. Obviously, if you watch that game against BC, it looked pretty gruesome out there. So, unfortunate for him. Hopefully, we see him back on a CFL football field at some point. But, yeah, that wasn't a good one. And then another injury to kind of keep an eye on, Jameer Thurman, limited with a toe injury. We'll have to see how that kind of progresses throughout this short week here.
With Carey out, who steps in?
So they re-signed Mario Anderson, who, of course, won the kind of backup running back spot in training camp. Had an all right preseason, but you kind of wanted to see a little bit more from him, especially with what he showed in his college career. But they bring him back. He's going to be on the roster because they don't have another running back right now. Thomas Bertrand Houdon is also on the six-game injured list. So he'll be the backup to A.J. Oled. And hey, just another opportunity for the young player to show what he can do.
Air quality at a 2 this morning at the moment. Should be outside again today, won't they?
Yeah, I would expect so as long as air quality kind of stays that way, which will be good. It is their closed practice today, so we'll see. I have to hear exactly what they did today after when we talked to Corey Mason them.
Well, you have your ear to the wall outside. You'll know by tomorrow. I'm counting it on you. Britton Gray, thanks, man.
Not a problem.
Well, that final appearance in his hometown a couple weekends ago now seems so much more sentimental. Of Ozzy Osbourne, now that we have been made aware of his passing at the age of 76, he'd been dealing with Parkinson's. Kevin Martell joining me now from the 980 CJME newsroom. I said this morning that it was my oldest brother, Daryl, who was a major Sabbath fan. So I feel like I know the music well, having grown up with it in Rosemont. Blaring and my mother screaming, "Turn it down!" But I'm not a huge Sabbath fan, but I am an Ozzy fan because of the Osbournes reality TV
You like
series.
The show, yeah.
Oh, I was so into that.
Man, I remember in the early 2000s when that show came on, people loved it. Like, just the general public could not get enough of Ozzy screaming, "Sharon," all the time. And yeah. you wondering, what did he say? You know, some other things. Sometimes you couldn't understand him because it sounded like he was mumbling. But what a performer, right? Even though he would be hard to understand at times, you know, when he was off the stage. When he was on the stage, he was spot on. He just, like, and so many great songs over the years that will stay with us forever now.
Well, of course, he got it started. Sabbath, then fired from them in 1979, and a massively successful solo career. And as we alluded to, he reinvented himself in the 2000s with a reality TV series. And you were You were just saying off air, I still can't believe he bit the head off a bat.
I totally forgot about that, just reading up a little bit more about him. Yeah, totally forgot about that. He's got some wild stories. I go back to Motley Crue's book, The Dirt, and some of their dealings with him. I won't repeat some of
we
the
can't.
Stories. But
we
it's
can't
just,
repeat some of those stories.
You know, you're not going to be surprised that it deals with drugs.
Yeah. Well, he consumed a massive amount of mind-altering substances.
Right.
What else would lead you to snort a line of ants? This is on his resume. He got arrested for peeing on the Alamo while wearing his wife's dress. Ozzy Osbourne has left us with a lot of memories. I don't find any smoking this morning.
No, and the Air Quality Health Index would agree with you on that. And from Environment Canada, what they're forecasting, it looks like the air is going to improve, at least from where we were at yesterday. And even by tomorrow, we're supposed to be at a low risk. So things are going to get better. But in the meantime, we're still under the air quality warning this morning.
Looks promising for game day Friday. Sunshine and hot, 29 degrees. Hopefully the wind in favor, not to delay that game. Hey, really quick, crime stats are down in Regina.
Yeah, they are 7% last year compared to the year before. Crime severity index, how severe crimes are, also dropping by 11%. The acting police chief thinks that some of these proactive measures, like having a visible presence, police officers having more of a presence in the communities, help drive those numbers down.
We'll go further details on those stats in just a few moments with Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME newsroom.
A little sister, don't you? A little sister, don't you? A little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Say it's very nice and then you run. Well, little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
That is Rory Allen, if I ever heard one. Wow.
I dated your big sister.
All right. Little
I
Elvis
took her
in the building.
To a show.
Okay.
I went for, am I done?
Yeah, well, for now you are.
Okay, you're, thanks.
Yeah, we've got to get that audio there. We heard the music in our studio, but we can't hear it on the air there, Frank. Come on, Frank.
Frank, let's do it again.
All right. We're going to take it off here, but Elvis Presley. How many fans of Elvis out there? He died this summer. It'll be 48 years. And there I hear it, Frank. We got a technical issue right now. Frank, it sounds really good in my headphones now. Okay. But we're done singing, Frank. Okay. Sorry, Rory.
How'd I sound without music?
You sounded great, actually.
Oh, really?
Well, you sounded great, as a matter of fact. I just wanted to say, I was going to mention how it's been 48 years since Elvis passed. But his legacy lives on through many tribute artists like Rory Allen. And Rory, I got to share this number with you. I don't even know if you knew this, but you know, Elvis Tributes Worldwide reported that by 2010, somewhere between 250,000 to 400,000 tribute artists were out there worldwide. And you were one of them at that time.
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
And now they have it somewhere between 2,500 to 3,000 professional or semi-professional Elvis tribute artists.
Well, you know what happened? Because there was getting to be so many. It was like rabbits, right? There was a hunting season, and you could get so many tags for Elvis tribute artists, you know.
But you, my friend, did you tell me this is your 30th anniversary?
Yes.
That's incredible because I go back with you as far.
You do.
Because I worked at one time as the weatherman / entertainment guy for STV, which is now Global Television. And one night, I got a call to go to Casino Regina Show Lounge. Well, it wasn't the showroom as we know it now.
No.
It was the opposite end.
Behind the bar.
The bar and restaurant.
Yeah.
I show up with my camera, and a dude looking like Elvis is standing on the bar singing.
Yes.
And everyone just stood at your feet. Mm-hmm. That's how the shows used to be.
I know, and they used to come at noon to save seats for the show at 8. they were saving all seats in the restaurant after a while. It was crazy.
What inspired you to do this? Was it the music, the image, the sideburns? What inspired you?
Mostly my family. It was a time when I was out of work and looking for something to do, and I had done a song at our church. I did Blue Suede Shoes. And one guy asked me after, he said, so you do this for a living? And I went, are you kidding? No way. He said, well, you're pretty good. I think you're better than that guy at the dinner theater I saw. So you should maybe think about it. And I went,
The rest is history.
Yes.
And you, we could talk about so many of your gigs here, but I remember you sold out the Conexus Arts Center. With the Jordanaires, who you had met through Vegas. They came to Regina to back you up, the original Jordanaires who sang with Elvis Presley. That was a memorable night, wasn't it?
Oh, many times, actually, after that. I think we did 10 there that was sold out. So
yeah. And continuing to sell out at the casino. You got a big show tonight. There's still a few tickets left for that one. Have you ever accidentally slipped at Elvis at the grocery store, by the way, at the checkout? I'm curious.
Earlier I did when I was doing it, but now I just do it for fun. You know, people want to hear, thank you very much. Yeah. And sometimes I get like a free donut at Tim Hortons, if I say that over the.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's pretty cool. You went to high school here in Regina?
Yep, I did. And public school, I've been here since grade 2 in Regina. So, you'll see a guy with sideburns at the Safeway and in Costco and... Yeah, I stop and sing for people all the time. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I've enjoyed your career over the years, and it's been fun to know you all this time. What's the most unforgettable reaction you've had from maybe an audience member while performing as Elvis? I'm sure there are a number, but like a real unforgettable moment.
One of the ones was we were doing the Saskatoon Festival of Trees, and we did it probably 17 or 18 years in a row, had the band. And in the first set, I like to walk through the audience and sing at the tables. And there was a lady that had MS. She was a nurse. There's a bunch of nurses there at a table. And they're always a lot of fun, the nurses, when you they come to party. But she had MS, and she was just a young girl. And she was shaking uncontrollably and couldn't walk on her own, basically. So I said, could I sing you a song? And she went, yeah, and she shook her head, and her friend said, no, you can't. And she said, yeah, I want. So they helped her up on stage.
Yeah.
And I was going to sing Blue Christmas to her. So as soon as I grabbed her hand and they left, she stopped shaking when I started singing. Wow. She was totally calm, looking into my eyes. And as soon as I ended the song, she started shaking again. that kind of
pretty powerful moment.
We just kind of locked eyes, and for that 2.5 minutes, she didn't have MS.
That's an awesome story.
So that's one that sticks out in my mind.
Well, Rory is going to stick around for a few more breaks here this morning. Hopefully I can get my technical issue, because Evan Bray's got to stop in here for a moment. Huge Elvis fan. And I know you know his mom is. She's one of your many followers.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And I'm sure she's listening right now. Evan's outside the door right now, but when he gets in, what he doesn't know is you're going to try and get him to sing All Shook Up, right?
I will.
Okay. Got to hear this next. Yeah, there he is, Rory Allen. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cut the music. Can you make Evan Bray sound as good as you, Rory Allen?
I think so. You ready?
All right, here we go. Here we go, a little more.
Here it comes, it's coming. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Oh, what a mess. What a train wreck. But it's fun. Rory Allen at Casino Regatta Show Lounge tonight is in the control room with Evan Bray here for his normal preview of what's to come. Evan?
I was told there would be no singing. I walk in, I see Rory in here. I'm like, oh, no, this is not going to be.
What made you an Elvis fan? When I first met you, I don't know how many years ago, you were an Elvis fan.
I am a big Elvis fan, mostly because of my mom. My mom loved Elvis. We had tons of Elvis records. So between Elvis Presley on my mom's side and Johnny Cash, my dad, those were the two people that I grew up thinking these are the best.
And were you ever aware that your mom loved Rory as deeply as she does?
I have taken my mom to watch Rory shows many, many times. So, yes, we are big fans.
Well, Rory, I think you better give his mom a shout out.
Linda Bray. She's a fan.
Well, Linda, I know you're listening because your son's on. So I miss you. Hopefully we'll see you at a show, maybe even tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
Rory, I think Evan's got a couple of bucks. He can get you, somehow.
Rory, I wanted to ask you, what's one thing about Elvis, musically or even personally, that you wish more people understood or even appreciated?
He was very loyal to those who were loyal to him. Like, he was... cars and whatever, like he just, and his heart was on his sleeve all the time. There was really no agenda for the most part with him. He said, what you saw is what you got.
Yeah.
Good and bad. Sometimes, of course, nobody's perfect.
Well,
just ask me.
I know you're in concert tonight at Casino, and it's funny, Evan, because I see you on your show today. What's that topic? How are you wording that? Coming up on the show.
Well, it's towards lunch hour. We're asking people, who's the most famous contact in your phone, and would they answer if you called them?
Well, guess what? Because just a few days ago when I saw Rory is going to be at the Casino, I said, we got to get him on the show. He's a good friend from way back. It's been too long. I forwarded my producer the number from my cell phone. Yeah. He said, yeah, Rory's not picking up on that one.
Well, he wasn't calling from Greg Morgan's cell phone.
Well, that's who's right. Your most famous on your phone?
On my phone?
Or was?
There's some... Well, there's some business guys I can't say, but
famous lawyer in town, maybe.
Well, Ray Walker, the bass singer from Jordanaires.
Well, you
that's
go.
Pretty big.
Right back up of that. How about you, Evan?
Well, I had Mike Bossy. I mean, Mike Bossy passed away now a couple of years ago, but I had him on my phone. Being a big Islander fan, that was a pretty big thing. I have Chris Cuthbert. I have Randy Bachman. I got a couple.
Okay.
Whether they pick up or not, I don't know.
Out of the gate at 8:30, first topic?
Yeah, we're talking about the sentencing of Tamara Leach and Chris Barber in the Truckers Convoy.
Okay, Evan Bray's back at 8:30.